Hey, how's it going? Story time. One time in school, the bell rang to go out for recess, and in the playground, there was this big semicircle structure made of bars to, like, climb around on. So one time, I went over, and I got the bright idea to hang upside down from one of the bars by my legs. So I walk over to this structure, and I start climbing it, and while I'm doing that, another kid says, like, hey, don't hang off the really high bars, it's hard to stay on them. And for some reason, my, like, 9-year-old self says, it'll be fine, I'll go up high, good air up high. And before I start hanging down, I look over at this group of kids standing, like, a bit away, and I'm like, hey, watch this. Then I try to hang upside down, I stay stable for about 4 seconds, and then my knees start slipping off the bar, and then I fall. And the thing wasn't really tall, so I could kind of like put my arms out and kind of flip back up onto my feet, but it was still pretty embarrassing to have happen. So a few days later, I go back to the structure, and this time I listen to the kid, and I go for one of the lower bars. And this time, like, the angle of the bar works better with the back of my legs, and I don't fall. So why am I telling you this? Because today's scripture is all about trust. Basically, Jesus is saying that he and God are one entity and that the Holy Spirit will come soon, but he hasn't died yet, so they don't really know what he's talking about. Then he tells them they won't be orphaned and that they will receive peace of heaven, which is different than peace on earth. Now, it probably would have been easy for the disciples to rely on their own instincts and, like me, fall. They question, my Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? And, Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? We have the Bible and 2,000 plus years of history, but they only had Jesus' word and their short-lived experience with him. When Jesus assures them they won't be orphaned, he's saying they won't be alone. So why at times do we feel alone? Currently, there's a lot of stuff going on, like COVID, polarization among people, and Russia invading Ukraine. However, Jesus gives us pointers along the way about the right course of action in various circumstances, like what group of people to hang out with, or whether or not you should swing upside down from a metal bar. Even in circumstances where we feel removed from the immediate threat, the passage tells us we can trust Jesus and the Holy Spirit to bring us peace and that we can be free of fear. Imagine if we took everything at face value instead of overanalyzing. Instead of being worried about the problems in our lives, we could trust that Jesus has it under control. For instance, if I had trusted that kid that told me not to hang from the higher bars, I wouldn't have fallen to begin with. In conclusion, that kid was Jesus.